tuning in, everybody. It's a Friday, a yay day, as my kids would say at school. It's a Friday and it's a party. It's a bummer today because the Royals fall, but we're making our way through it anyway. And it is a Catch It Kansas Friday, which is always room for celebration. It is a Catch It Kansas Friday, and we keep TJ Cleland here, of course, running things over at 12 News. The Catch It Kansas staff, rocking and rolling. We got Paul out there coaching at Wichita East. We love high school football here on Sports Daily. And TJ, when we look at week six, I mean, it's the easiest week to know where the attention lies because it's the Holy War, and it doesn't matter whatever else is happening. The Holy War brings added attention.
Yeah, it's always an awesome game, you know, especially with the history, the recent history of this game. You know, they've played it at so many different sites. I know they played it at Cessna a couple of years ago. I think that the last 2 years they've played it at the baseball field downtown. This time, I think it should be a true home game for Bishop Carroll. It's going back to the campus for the first time in a couple of years, I believe. So it will be really exciting to see all that, and it always brings everybody out. That's probably one of the most attended high school football games in the area every single year. So going to be interesting on the field. I know that a lot of people are ranking Capen the number one team in Class 4A now that Andover Central lost last week. So they've really come out and proven that they're more than the guys that they had last year and graduated. They're going to be another great team this year. Carroll slipped a little bit, lost some games they don't usually characteristically lose. So it would be a big statement for Carroll if they can knock off the rival tonight, obviously.
TJ, there were a couple of upsets last week that I think were notable that stood out, including basically the city of Goddard taking down the city of Andover. You had both Eisenhower beating Andover, and then you had Goddard beating Andover Central. I know moving forward, those are a couple of games that, you know, could basically set the direction of both the Goddard teams and both the Andover teams. What do you take away from those and where they move forward after that?
Absolutely. That Eisenhower-Andover game, I was kind of talking to you guys about it last week. Those were kind of two 180 stories of teams that were kind of in recent history not very good. And then this year, they're pretty good. Andover, keeping it a ball game against Eisenhower is just tells you how good Andover is. Eisenhower had to sneak out a last couple minute touchdown to win that game. It was a really good one. I think those teams are both going to be people that you'll see in Class 5A in the playoffs winning a couple of games. So a lot of talent between those. It's an awesome story to follow there. As for the other one, Goddard beating Andover Central, that's probably the upset of the state last week. Goddard, nobody knew how good they were going to be. Their entire team last year, it felt like, was Micah Johnson, who's a running back at KU this year. They run that veer every single play, and they do it so well. They run the ball so well. And it worked against Andover Central, who I know that at least Brandon and I regarded as probably one of the top five teams in Wichita, even in Class 4. They had so much talent. So it says a lot about Goddard. Will be really interesting of how Andover Central can respond this week. They got a good Salina Central tonight. We'll be at that one. That'll be a good one.
You know, having perused a few of the top teams in every classification this past week, it struck me that how few Central Kansas and Western Kansas teams are ranked in the top 10. You know, there's a lot of schools back east that are ranked in the top 10. Now, Derby, I think for the most part, is everybody's choice right now as the number one team in the state of Kansas, at least in 6A. But, man, oh, man, there's a lot of teams I don't know anything about. Would you give me a breakdown on what I need to watch when it comes to teams on the east part of this state? Because I'm just not familiar with them, other than the fact we played an undefeated team in Highland Park, Topeka, last week. I'm not familiar at all with what's going on the east side of this state.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of the story every single year because there's just so many schools that are there. It always cracks me up the way that they split the East and the West substates, that Manhattan is a team in, 6A West. That's how many teams are over on the East side in those upper classes. Gardner-Enderton is going to be one of the best teams in the state there in Class 6A. This team that won the state championship over Derby last year. Just because I've been talking to Mick Schaefer and a lot of Kansas City people this week, big game between Gardner-Enderton and Mill Valley tonight. tonight, who's the best team in 5A, and will be until proven otherwise. They win it every single year. So those are the two best teams in the state, probably, in that area. I think that Derby's still probably the best team in the state, in my opinion. I would, you know, wager to bet that they're not going to lose a game this year. If they do, it will be to Gardner-Edgerton. But I think that they're a better team. Just maybe that's biased because I've seen them so many times. But obviously a lot of talent over on the east side, Bishop Miege. You know, there's always the classical powers every single year. And there's always just surprise teams around there. So always awesome in my eyes because I live in Wichita and cover all these kids whenever they can pull off the maybe upset of some of these Kansas City teams because they have so much talent up there. But, you know, I think that the Wichita schools, you know, I think Great Bend is a team. You know, Dodge City is really good this year in 6A. They can really go toe-to-toe with any of those guys still.
What's your favorite small school matchup of the day, TJ?
Oh, great question. I don't know if this technically counts as small school, but I'm going to throw this one out here. I got a couple for you. You know, contender for game of the week, and this is a great one as well. Winfield and Wellington tonight. I think it's a Class 3A matchup. Wellington, we love Wellington. Dusty Bannister, the quarterback, leading the state in passing yards. I think their wide receiver second in the state in receiving yards. I was telling somebody about this game. They can throw the ball with anybody. They run like a Texas Tech air raid offense. They will throw it 60 yards down the field every single play if you let them. That's a really fun one. Conway Springs is going to take on Sterling tonight. Conway Springs is, you know, proven that they're the best team in Class 1A. They can do everything so well down there. They run the single wing, I think, or something wing. Who cares? They run the ball. You get the point. And then Kingman Garden Plain. Another really fun one tonight there as well. Garden Plain's a team that, you know, went to the wire with a lot of really good teams. Tough one tonight. Kingman with the state championship just two years ago, 1 year ago. I can't even remember, but definitely some small school powers there.
TJ, I know that we talked a little bit about the Holy War at the very beginning of the segment. Another big-time rivalry in 5A tonight, Mays and Mays South. So you've got that matchup. And these are two teams that, you know, obviously have been, they have kind of gone different directions, at least in the last couple of years. Anything stand out to you in that particular rivalry matchup?
First of all, I'm getting used to it because May is actually a 6A now with new classification.
Yeah, good point.
So
yeah.
Technically a 6A, 5A matchup, just to correct you. But going to be an interesting one. You know, May's has slipped. They won their, I think they won their first game last week in their homecoming. They took down campus, scored a ton of points. And because there's just so much talent on that May's team, they're just kind of missing the gel to get it all together. I keep telling everybody, they have, you know, upwards of 10 guys that are going to be playing college football. They just can't figure out the right pieces to go out. Because, and the other part of it is they're playing a bunch of teams that are really good. They always have one of the best schedules in the city of Wichita. Mays South, I think, is a team that, you know, is probably up there in the top five as well, like we said. I think that just to look ahead, next week they play Derby. That's going to be one of the best games that we're probably going to see in the city all year long. So Mays South's awesome. Tate McNew, he lost a lot of his receivers last year to go play Division I football, if that tells you anything how good they were last year. But they returned a lot of guys. Hunter Higgins, the defensive lineman for Mays South, is an offer from pretty much the entire Power Four, it feels like. So there's going to be a lot of talent on the field, a lot of Division I talent. And it's always just fun. I think that's what's the battle of 266 or something like that, USD 266 out in Mays. So we'll be at that one for sure.
You know, one game we do have to mention, two top 10 teams in most of the polls throughout the state of Kansas is Northwest and Manhattan. Listen, that may be one of the more physical football games in the state of Kansas, if you know what I mean. In the trenches, this is going to be a battle with two teams that are physical. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
Absolutely. That would probably have been our game of the week if Brandon and I haven't been driving around the entire city of Kansas City the last week. That's going to be a really fun one there in Manhattan. That's just a matchup that we've seen Manhattan play, you know, Northwest, play Derby, play, you know, these 6A schools that are around. I think they played, I don't know if they played East a couple years ago or something like that, but it seems like they're always matching up because they are a 6A West team. And it's going to be a really good one. You know, Northwest probably has the toughest schedule that I've seen on paper that doesn't stop tonight. If they can win this one, I don't think Northwest is lost yet, if I'm not mistaken. This would be a big statement to prove to that side, I guess, of 6A West. The Northwest might be a team to beat right there with Derby.
There it is. Catch it, Kansas. It's a big Friday coming up. TJ's laid it out nicely. You can also watch the pregame show right here on 12 News Connected if you're watching us, so make sure you tune in for that. You've, of course, got the Catch It Kansas show late night tonight with all your highlights and scores and game stories. Brandon, TJ, Rachel Hallam joins them for that full production. So do that. And always, catchitkansas.com, keeping you apprised. There's a scoreboard there so you can keep up with everything happening. Scores from Wichita East straight from Paul Savage. It's
there
great.
You go.
And all over the state. It's a Catch at Kansas Friday. TJ, we appreciate it. Catch your breath from the Royals and get ready for a wild and crazy Friday night.
Absolutely. Can't wait to go shower off that Royals loss last night and get into high school mode when I get home here.
Yeah, it didn't end up being a champagne shower, unfortunately, in Kansas City there. Let's come back and we'll get back into it, Royals fans. The IHOP hotline is back open for you now at 869-1240. You can vent, you can celebrate, you can be angry, whatever it is you want to do, Royals fans. It's yours the rest of the way. We'll come back. We'll talk about last night's game when we return on Sports Daily.